Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Quick update on the tropics as we look at a system that continues to move up the eastern seaboard that could become Tropical Storm Faye in due time here. This has originated kind of an interesting way. I had my eye on this last week as an weak upper level low dropped toward the Gulf of Mexico, spawned a low pressure system in the extreme northern Gulf, moved into the Florida Panhandle over the weekend, helped enhance our showers and thunderstorms here in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, slowly has been crawling across Georgia and has finally reached the coast. This thing doesn't look like it's going to get fully offshore, or if so, not very far offshore, but all conditions otherwise are favorable for development. So this is a pretty good chance that this at least becomes a tropical depression. And if it becomes strong enough to become a tropical storm with sustained winds of at least 39 miles per hour, it would become a named storm, and that'll be Faye. That's the next name on the list, the F name. Faye has a storied history here in Jacksonville. We talked about it on 104.5 WOKV a couple of mornings ago, but it was a slow-moving storm. Faye, the storm that wouldn't go away back in 2008, dumped a bunch of rain on northeast Florida along with some waterspouts and tornadoes. In any case, in this case, Faye will be moving away from Jacksonville and northeast Florida. There will be no local impacts. And in fact, most of the wind and rain with this system will be on the northern and eastern part of the circulation. So that means from parts of North Carolina and northward up through eventually Chesapeake Bay and even to New York City and Boston, perhaps, as we head into the weekend with some gusty winds and some heavy rain. It does not look like, again, that this will become a powerful system simply because of its location relative to the coast. But if it manages to get further offshore, then that may be a different story. But it does look like Tropical Storm Faye could try to develop over the next couple of days, moving up the eastern seaboard. The rest of the tropics, we are seeing tropical waves marching west from Africa now. So far, haven't been able to develop much, but something to keep an eye on in the coming days, weeks, and months, of course, as we head toward the peak of the hurricane season, which is now about 2 months away. But otherwise, the rest of the tropics, at least for the next several days through the weekend, look to be pretty quiet. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish, talking and tracking the tropics round the clock through the hurricane season.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.